This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is NC Cumble.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's like a She-Nodens, like how there's that girl Guy Fieri.
Is there a girl Fieri?
You never seen Girl Fieri?
No, I've never seen Girl Fieri, Gary.
Let me see if she pops up if you search Girl Fieri.
What if it's like gender swap image? No, it's just gender swap images of Guy Fieri.
She shows up on one of them. What is her name? Lookalike Guy and Girl Fieri. She's got a name. She's another Food Network thing, and she looks exactly like Guy Fieri except a lady.
Huh.
So if that's your thing, here it is.
Anne Burrell?
Yes, Anne Burrell. Oh yeah, I found it. Yeah. So like her haircut now is a little bit more like a neutrino. But cool. For a while, right, she had a real like Guy Fieri haircut.
Uh-huh.
And it was just weird. Like there's two big red blondes yelling at me on Food Network. and they're like of different genders. Like you get to choose which Fieri you want to have yell at you about
pick your
burgers and bacon and stuff.
Yeah. Huh. So yes, yeah. This it's a little bit like a Lady Nodens. So she is like a huntress kind of person. She's the shatterer of worlds again, so the title doesn't necessarily match up, but she more concerns herself with like keeping the not elder gods, what am I, great old ones at bay.
Right? And the outer gods.
The outer gods. Fuck. Yeah. Find more nouns.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that we're supposed to know the difference between those things. And basically, like, her whole thing is that she does this and she'll only really help people if they're directly facing them one-to-one.
Right.
You know, it's not like if you're struggling with a conspiracy that, you know, Shub Niggurath is at the center of or whatever,
mm-hmm.
she's not going to come. But if Shub Niggurath is there, mm-hmm. she might show up to fight.
Yeah,
fight
so, him. Like, this would be the deus ex machina that a keeper yes. could put in to, like, keep a character alive, because yes. her whole deal is, you know, she's got this shield and this spear, but the shield is emblazoned with the elder sign. She is the person who created the elder sign.
Yes.
And so like when she puts the elder sign over somebody, it keeps them contained.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's the one who sealed these people away. This is all according to Gary Myers' story, Yoke the Necromancer.
I'm Yoke. I'm a necromancer.
I'm what do you do? Hey, Yoke, what's your trade? What do you do? Oh, necromance.
Yeah. You know? I find it hard to believe that there's no sanity loss for viewing Nodens or this person.
They're just big Cumble. People.
They're just big people, but still, like it would like seeing them would make me question reality.
Yeah, well, they're also Dreamlands people. I think that might be some Dreamlands curve stuff.
Gotcha.
How tall would somebody have to be for you to do a sanity check in real life?
To do a sanity check?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like just.
Yeah. I don't know. Like if I say like, oh, seven feet, that would make me feel bad because I feel like I'm shaming the very tall man from The Simpsons.
There are 7 feet tall people.
Yeah, they're 7 feet tall people. And like the world is not made for them. And that sucks. Sure. Like 10 feet. Let's say 10 feet.
Yeah. A 10 foot tall person would be rough.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So let's put it at that.
Yeah, I would agree. So, hey, 10 footers out there.
I don't mean to make you feel bad. Oh, wait, no, yeah. we're taking it their way. Go, leave. Yeah, get out of here.
10 foot tall, yeah, or whatever is not real. I got distracted because somebody in the hallway outside, it was making sounds that sounded like a storm.
Oh.
And I looked at my window and my window was clear. And I just like.
Were they rattling like an aluminum pan and like turning over a rain stick?
They were dragging a box, which made a white noise that sounded like rain. Okay. That also had a sound that was clattering like a thunder. And I was just like, oh, like the weather got bad, but the light quality, very surreal moment. Like the quality of light hasn't changed. Cause I can't close my window, my blinds all the way because of pocket.
Right. I think somebody's trying to gaslight you, Gary.
They're succeeding at gaslighting.
I think they want your jewels.
Yeah. Well, they get them.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.